Does the fact that they beat you earlier this year put a dent in that at all?
I don't think so. You know, they're a good team. We know they're a good team. We know they're going to be tough this go around. They've proved that all year long. They have a lot of elite players on their team. So I don't think it puts a dent in it at all. We just have to continue to work hard and prepare this week and hope for the best on Sunday.
How old were you when you watched that game tape with your dad?
The first time I might have been 5 or 6. And the last time might have been a couple years ago. So we've watched it quite a few times.
How does that conversation always begin? Does he initiate it? Do you initiate it? Does it kind of, you're around?
It depends. I might initiate it. I might ask him a question about, me and Joe Green or somebody like that. Or a lot of the times he'll initiate it because he loves reminiscing upon his playing days. But, like I said, it's a tremendous memory for our whole family.
Can you talk about the coaching staff? How have they helped you in doing those, and also how have they helped you becoming a better player?
Well, I think that our coaches have a tremendous knowledge of the game, and across the board, all our coaches love the game so much, and that is visible in the way that they prepare themselves. So that love and knowledge that they have for the game rubs off on the players, and they prepare for every situation that you can imagine out there on the football field, and they make sure that we play with discipline. They make sure that we play alert, and that has really, I know me personally, helped me tremendously. Especially Scott O'Brien, the special teams coach, just getting me ready for every situation, coaching me on technique, coaching me on the little things, and I think those little things that they emphasize end up having big time results.
You could have been, could have been in the Pro Bowl today. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about that? And obviously, I'm sure you're playing the Super Bowl.
It was an honor to be selected to the Pro Bowl. And it means a lot being selected by the peers and coaches and the fans. But obviously, I'd rather be here with my team competing for the ultimate goal. So I'll probably go watch that game later on this evening. But I'm just happy to be here. And there's no place I'd rather be right now than here in Indianapolis. Well, I was hoping all along that I wouldn't play in it. The first thing Coach Belichick told me when he told me I made it was, well, you're not playing in it. So, it's just something that I hope that I was happy to receive the honor, but I was hoping that I wasn't going to play in the game, and thankfully I'm not.
Hey Matthew, has it struck you that you're a captain of a team that's in the Super Bowl and about to embark on this week?
Well, I think it's starting to hit me now. It's really starting to hit what this means. And like I said, I've been saying all year long, it's been a tremendous honor to represent these guys. And this team has done something special this year, and it means a lot to be a part of it and to lead my group on the field. And I'm just enjoying the experience and hoping that we can end it on the right note.
How different was it coming into Indy this time around as opposed to when you normally come in to play the Colts?
It was a lot different. Coming in a week earlier, the stress is not as high yet, but it's there already. It's there a lot sooner than it would be. But it is a little bit weird to look at their stadium and realize we're not going to play Peyton in the game. But, we do have an even bigger challenge than that this weekend, and we got to be ready for that.
Were you looking out the windows when you came in and kind of see how the city was decorated to your season?
Definitely I was. Just seeing, I've been to Super Bowl cities before, and I know that it's a real great experience for everybody involved, from the residents to the visitors. So, just looking around, seeing how the town's set up, maybe I'll get a chance to go out and see what the town has to offer. Not too much, though. I'm here for business, but, just excited to be here, definitely.
Tuesday's your day off as normal. I mean, I know you have media day, but no practice on that day, right?
Right. I'll be in by 8:30.
It's strange to be in the city and not be playing Manning. How strange will it be to go into the Colts practice facility and use their place?
That'll be different. We were talking about that, some of the guys. The rivalry, obviously, that exists there, but to go into their facilities and be preparing for a game will be a different experience. But we, like I said, we have to just keep our focus. There's going to be a lot of things that are out of the ordinary this week, but we just have to remain focused and realize that we're here for one reason.
When people talk about the Patriot way, what does that mean to you?
I think it means buying into the team concept fully. Whatever you have to do in order to put the team and the success of the team first, is what I see as being the Patriot way. And we have a lot of guys that have sacrificed a lot and worked extremely hard. And the formula obviously works, you know. So we're just a bunch of guys that go out and play for each other and work for each other, and it's all about a team first.
Chad's one of those guys that sacrificed Pro Bowls, a lot of numbers he had in Cincinnati, came here and sort of bought into that way. What have you seen from him this year?
He's been a true professional this year through and through. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I already did coming into the season, but with the way he's handled everything and the changes and all of that, he's a true professional, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him as a player and as a man, and just happy to be his teammate.
The send-off this morning, as Tom said, hopefully we'll have even more people at our party next week. Did you appreciate the kind of confident statement, I guess?
Yes. You know, the statement he made, and, you know, we're just focused on preparing and getting ready to play the game this week.
Were you a little surprised to hear him say something like that?
I don't know. Just like I said, we're just ready to focus on the game this week and prepare and just get ready to go for Sunday.
Matt, what was the plane ride like down? Did it feel like any other trip, or was there a different feel to it?
It was a different feel to it. I think it started hitting me last night. I couldn't sleep realizing that, you know, we're going to play in the Super Bowl, we're leaving, and then we had the fan send off today, and that was even more of a, okay, it's really happening. So, you know, it wasn't just an ordinary plane ride. We know why we're coming here, what's at stake here come next week, and you know, there's a lot of excitement on the plane, and we're just here to enjoy the experience and yet do our job at the same time.
Does it sunk in that you're at Super Bowl now that you're in Indy?
I think it has. You know, I think it really has. Just seeing, you know, the Super Bowl signs everywhere and realizing what's going on and what we're here to play for, I think it's really starting to sink in.
Which gift did you like better, the Uggs or the headphones?
I like the meat pool. You know, any free gift is a me gift. So, you know, it was very generous of those guys to do that. And that just speaks to the character of the guys that we have on this team. They're always looking out for their teammates. And, you know, that's why this team has had the success we've had. Just a lot of guys that love being around one another and love playing with each other.
Can you imagine spending $30,000 on headphones?
No. I don't have that kind of money.
Logan was just saying, since the different Tom Brady last week in the championship practice, did you feel that? What did you say?
Well, he's extremely focused, and I feel the whole team looks to him to kind of set the tone for how it's going to be, and Tom realizes that this is a unique opportunity that this team has and that he has, and he's extremely focused, and he's here to handle business and take care of business, and as our leader, we look to him and realize, okay, we realize what we have to do in preparing for this game and trying to get ready for Sunday.
Do you sense any part of the whole revenge factor from 4 years ago? Something away from
you? You know, I can't really say. I can't really speak to that. You know, I wasn't here personally. But, you know, I can't really say. This is a big game. That game was then. This game is now. Different players, you know. Different game, different venue, so. All right.
Matt, is getting here kind of ramp up the feeling, make it a little more real that it's Super Bowl week?
Definitely. I think it's really hitting home today, especially when we left home and had to send off with the fans and then getting here and seeing all the Super Bowl signs everywhere and realizing what's at stake while we're here. So it's I think it's really starting to hit home. And as we settle in throughout the week, I'm sure they'll even hit home even more and more up until game day.
How do you settle in? What's important for you to get into the, not a Super Bowl mindset, but practice? It's Monday, it's practice.
I think just trying to keep the same routine. And, you know, even though it's going to be difficult, obviously, there are things that are different. But just trying to keep the same routine and realizing that we have a job to do. This is not a vacation. This is not a getaway. We're here to do a job. And we have to take each day of preparation in itself and just really focus on, okay, tomorrow we got to go out, have a good practice as we normally would, and just prepare for the game on Sunday.